Playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Fred and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sports book.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
There's always a reason for better health, and here's Carlo with his.
My program with Awaken 180 actually started when my daughter was born, and at that time, I was over 300 pounds. I felt I owed it to her to better myself and my family, of course. And I'll never forget, it was my fourth week. I came in, and my goals for that week were not met. And they found the positive in everything. And that was the biggest thing for me. Awaken 180 has provided me confidence, not only in my day-to-day eating, it's my day-to-day role as a father, as a friend. And that's something that for the longest time, I didn't have.
The benefits are endless after losing weight with Awaken 180. Carlo dropped his 84 pounds and he did it in under 4 months. Scale results, life results, with the solution for weight loss online at awaken180weightloss.com.
Welcome to the Soccer Show with DJ Bean on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
98.5 The Sports Hub, it's the Soccer Show. My name is DJ Bean. I'm here with Jeff Lemieux, content monster for the New England Revolution. Howdy, Jeff.
Wow, I need new business cards made because content monster is going on the business card.
I didn't know what the introduction for this show could be. I was thinking of just being like, why is this the voice that you're hearing on this show, and why am I here? I wanted to just introduce you, because I'll tell you what, as Jeff's in the New England / Boston sports scene go, you rank very highly. When I first started getting into the Revs, massive Boston sports fan Jeff Israel said to me, because he saw that I was doing some stuff, talking to you guys, going to games and everything, he's like, have you met Jeff Lemieux, and if so, what's he like? Because you've been the person that forever has been bringing the Revs to the folks anyway.
Well, now I need to know exactly what your answer was when Jeff asked you, what is Jeff Lemieux like? What was your response in that moment?
I said, who's that? And then you texted me about something else a few hours later, and I was like, that's who that guy is. I don't save numbers. No, I'm just kidding. I was like, oh, no, like that guy's awesome. But when I first started getting into the Revs, and this one will maybe kind of answer why is DJ Bean and why is this the person doing this show. When I first started getting into the Revs a few years ago, you, Pahota, Brian Bolello, president of the team who we're going to have on this show, Bruce Arena, like everybody was really cool. And instead of being like, why are you talking about our team on your shows when you don't know anybody's names and clearly don't know how many players are supposed to be on the field, leave us alone. You were like, awesome, cool, come hang out. And I don't know, man. I love all the teams in Boston, but my experience with the Revs has been super unique in that people have just been very, very chill and cool.
Yeah, I saw in you a bowl of putty that I could mold, and I said, this is perfect. I can take this guy, DJ Bean, and I can make him into whatever I want. And here we are a few years later, and I feel like now you're a soccer guy because I've decided to make you into a soccer guy. I'll take credit for that.
And I mostly just kind of look like a bowl of putty now.
That's fair. I didn't want to go there, but I let you get there yourself.
Quarantine and everything, man, I just like, I started to look like a sick teddy bear. Nah. And just bad facial hair, the whole thing. But I'm pumped to be doing a soccer show on 98.5 The Sports Hub. I'm pumped that you're going to be part of it. We were talking about the first show. We're talking about who could be on it, types of things that we could do. And I quickly realized, I was like, oh, Jeff isn't just going to be sitting with me the whole day. Wait, Jeff isn't going to be the, if Jeff isn't there, there isn't a smart person, which I suppose is a good thing for the other segments, because it means the other person's going to have to be really, really good. Like, we got Brad Feldman coming up. I am deathly afraid of that conversation. He is so much smarter than me with everything. He goes toe-to-toe with Charlie Davies during the broadcast. It's absolutely amazing if you haven't heard. But I'm like, yeah, so this is going to be like a sink or swim thing because Brad's going to have to provide the smarts, and Brian's going to provide the smarts. We also have Henry Kessler coming up, which is going to be really, really cool. But yeah, really excited that you're part of this and that you're letting me do it, because this is now year five of me being a Revs fan, and I know that the plan for this show is to be a soccer show and not just a Revs show.
Correct.
And to dip into other stuff, which to me, I say, sweet, I watched Ted Lasso. We've got at least one other topic. But then I'm like, you know what? Another example, I guess, of the soccer community being welcome. Like, the people at Autobahn and, like, Parlor Sports, super cool about, yeah, like, come watch these games. And I've been, I guess, kind of a Chelsea fan.
Okay.
But Matt Turner going from the Revs to Arsenal has complicated it, because really the only reason I became a Chelsea fan is because my friends were Chelsea fans and Chelsea supporters. Had a very embarrassing experience where I felt like I got a call up to like the soccer bigs. They said, hey, we're watching, there's a big Chelsea match, come to Autobahn, watch it, you can ask us questions, you can learn about the game, it'll be great. I thought, amazing. So I show up, everybody's wearing Chelsea kits. They got the Hyundai logos on them, the three, the cool colors. I felt like an absolute idiot. Felt like a dork. I think I was wearing like a New York Rangers jersey or something. Felt very, very embarrassed. So the next game, I was like, I am not going to make this mistake. I went out, I got a Christian Pulisic jersey, and it was like a, I don't know, like a regular season game or something that was not as important as this other game. And
people, a league match, is that?
Yes, and people were just wearing sweatshirts, and they were wearing, like, Patriots clothes, and I stuck out like a sore thumb either way. But that's all good, because it's been a learning process, and if there's two teams about which I won't do the insufferable Mac Jones hate that I do with Mac Jones, it's the Celtics, because I never really had to cover them. I was always just a fan of them. And it's the Revs, because they, in addition to being relatively new, although, again, this is year five me being a fan, so I like to think I kind of know my stuff with them. I was never going and doing like a beat writer thing. It never felt like a job. It was always me asking you guys, hey, can I come to the game?
Yeah.
And can I do these things? So if you want critical, scathing takedowns of the Revs, I'm probably going to do a terrible job at that, because I'm just very excited they exist and I think they're a very cool experience. Now, when it comes to the other soccer stuff, there, we can get a little more analytical, because I don't have as much of a dog in the fight.
Yeah, and I think, first of all, I think you've structured the structure of this first show perfectly, because you're going to lead off with the guy who nobody knows. And people, it's 6 a.m., people can wake up, they're still kind of a little bit groggy, maybe they're getting their morning coffee, they're making their breakfast, they don't know who this guy is talking. Who's Jeff Lemieux, right? You said, when Jeff Israel asked you, what's Jeff Lemieux like? And you said, who's Jeff Lemieux? That's typically the response that you're going to get.
I swear I didn't actually do that.
No, I know. But then you're obviously going to lead into some great guests, like you mentioned, with Revolution President Brian Polillo and play-by-play man Brad Feldman and Henry Kessler. And this is going to feel, for the first show, like a pretty heavy Revs MLS show, because the MLS season is kicking off on Saturday night when the Revs visit Charlotte FC. But to your point, it is going to be a soccer show, as the name would seem to indicate, the soccer show. And everyone, it's always interesting kind of hearing people's soccer origin stories, and you talk about how you kind of got involved in the sport and then sort of finding Chelsea through friends and then maybe Matt Turner turning you into an Arsenal fan. I personally think that if Chelsea didn't get their hooks in you,
yeah,
and you're still feeling like you could potentially shift your Premier League allegiances, I'd go with Arsenal and go with Matt Turner. I feel like that's a little more organic for you.
Yeah, and at the time, I was swayed by pals. I was swayed by, I don't know, they probably had chicken fingers that day when we were watching that game, and that's an easy way to
tendy action
to win me over. But also, I was driving a Hyundai at the time.
Okay.
So I was,
hey,
like, this matches.
You know what's funny is I feel like, but there's always a perfect story like that. Sometimes it's just something completely ridiculous because I am a Newcastle United fan.
Okay.
And I feel like at this point, a lot of people would say, oh, well, you became a Newcastle United fan when they had to take over and got all this money and now they're buying all these players. But I've been a Newcastle fan for 20 plus years since I was a little kid. And really, the story I always tell of how I became a Newcastle fan is because I was playing FIFA. And as I was scrolling through the teams trying to find a team to play with on FIFA, the name Newcastle sounded cool. So I played with Newcastle because Castle was in their name, and I was a little kid, and I thought that sounded cool. And then they had this forward pairing of Alan Shearer, who became my favorite player of all time, and Tino Asprilla, and then that sort of morphed into occasionally catching some highlights of their games and following where they were in the standings until you eventually become a full-fledged supporter of this team, and you're waking up on Saturday mornings at 7 a.m. to watch Newcastle games. But it literally started with me being a kid who liked soccer and was playing FIFA and thought the name Newcastle sounded cool, and I became a Newcastle fan.
I agree, though. It does have to come to you organically. If you try to force a sports fandom, and I remember when I first got into the Revs, my friends were excited because they were like, cool, now DJ... Actually, I'll amend this. They didn't say, cool, now DJ can come to the bars with us to watch his games. They were not clamoring for that at all. But they were like, now DJ can be in on this thing that we're always talking about anyway. So they were like, pick a team. And I was just scrolling through jerseys and looking at what looked good. And I'm like, none of these things are speaking to me. I don't have any sort of connection with them. And similarly, I knew that the Revs existed forever. I remember in the mid to late 90s, at a birthday party, but one of my friends got me a Revs hat, and we were like, so cool, it's the Revs and everything. And, you know, you're into all these other sports, and you're doing all these other things. It wasn't until Michael Hawley, in the old Burlington newsroom, had on Gustavo Bo's first game in, would that be 2019? July 2019 against Vancouver?
Vancouver.
And I wasn't in a lot of those blocks or something. I don't know. I had a lot of time in the newsroom, and I was just watching the game. And I was like, tell you what, guys, I don't know what this is. I'm a dog in front of the TV right now just enjoying the flashing lights, but something about this is speaking to me. And like a week later, I was asking friends, I was like, want to go to the Revs game this week? And they were like, oh, like, didn't know you were a fan. I was like, I didn't either. I'm finding this out. And within a couple of weeks, wherever I was like, hey, can you turn the Revs game on? And that's how you get there organically. I'll tell you what a soccer purist I've become, by the way. We could have had this show go any time, and people were suggesting, how about like Monday through Fridays, 2 to 6, something like that. And I said, it's got to be very early on Saturday, because soccer, if you're a soccer fan, you get up early for the soccer, and you do that. And Giles and I, for years, Tommy Giles and I, were trying to get to the bottom of, why do they play the game so early in the morning? Why don't they just wait till a little later in the day? It's just what you do in soccer. Don't give me time zones. It's just it's an early morning thing. This is just what you do. So we had to make it an early thing to be in the spirit of soccer.
Exactly. And I think soccer fans and soccer purists appreciate that and understand it. It's great that you've explained it to them. Mm-hmm. But I feel like most people, soccer purists listening to this show, they understood that off the bat, that 6 to 7 a.m., that's prime soccer time.
Yeah,
because your games are kicking off about 7:30, and then your entire Saturday is filled with soccer. People were like, wait, the soccer starts at like 7:30. What do I do before 7:30? Well,
yes.
Now you listen to the soccer show. That's what you do.
You can get the lead in. And sincerely, we're going to have Charlie Davies, dear friend, friend of the show.
Does Charlie know he's a dear friend?
I think no. Let me think. I have described Charlie as a dear friend, and I've for sure used him for some coolness currency with soccer friends, because it's been, I don't know, like, you have to bring something to the table when you're new. You have to, if you're invited to a party and no one knows who you are, you have to bring some cupcakes or something. Maybe if you're a goaltender, you're probably bringing, ideally you're bringing donuts, because it means you just had a clean sheet. Yeah, that's what the Revs do, by the way. They bring in donuts when they have clean sheets. It's amazing.
Do you get it? Do you get the donuts? Because they're like a zero.
It's to represent the amount of goals the other team scored, correct?
Correct, yeah. You're getting there.
So I am pretty deep into my
yeah.
soccer knowledge.
That's
right
soccer
now.
Purist right there.
Yeah, but you got to bring something, though, when you're new to that world. So I think I name dropped Charlie as frequently as I could, but I loved when he would come in. We used to have him in on NBC Sports Boston. He was great because, like you, like Pahota, like Bruce, like everybody, for some reason, more than happy, and maybe not more than happy, maybe you're just all a bunch of phonies and you're being nice, but more than happy to answer my stupid questions.
Yeah, I mean, in terms of name drops in American soccer circles, yeah. Charlie Davies is one of the best names that you're going to be able to drop. So to have that in your back pocket at the start, you were already in.
I learned that pretty quickly. And then honestly, again, like within a month of getting into soccer, I was like, can we get Sam Staskull? Staskull?
I think it's more like Staskull. I'm probably completely butchering
and
that.
And that's
now.
How I asked, and they were like, you don't know the name that you're saying, so the answer is no. But we would have him on from The Athletic to talk about soccer. We did stuff with Brad Feldman, and that's the type of stuff we'll do on this show. We'll preview whatever's coming up. We'll certainly talk Revs, but we're going to have fun here. It's 98.5 The Sports Hub, The Soccer Show, DJ Bean. I'll be back with the voice of the New England Revolution, Brad Feldman, next on 98.5.
Playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Fred and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sports book.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
There's always a reason for better health, and here's Carlo with his.
My program with Awaken 180 actually started when my daughter was born, and at that time, I was over 300 pounds. I felt I owed it to her to better myself and my family, of course. And I'll never forget, it was my fourth week. I came in, and my goals for that week were not met. And they found the positive in everything. And that was the biggest thing for me. Awaken 180 has provided me confidence, not only in my day-to-day eating, it's my day-to-day role as a father, as a friend. And that's something that for the longest time, I didn't have.
The benefits are endless after losing weight with Awaken 180. Carlo dropped his 84 pounds and he did it in under 4 months. Scale results, life results, with the solution for weight loss online at awaken180weightloss.com.
Sports Hub.
This is The Soccer Show with DJ Bean on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
It's The Soccer Show on 98.5 The Sports Hub. DJ Bean joined by the voice of the New England Revolution, Brad Feldman. You're the only soccer guy I'm afraid of.
DJ, why?
You just present so well, and like you have posture, and even like the way, like you just, yeah. Everybody with soccer is just like very like, yeah, no, it's cool and everything. But with you, I'm like, I can't be like that. I just can't get there.
Well, I feel the same way about you, DJ. You got jokes for days, and you know. You shouldn't be afraid of me. I've only ever injured anybody since I took this job during the staff soccer games. Other than that, I'm pretty safe. Yeah.
I love your dynamic with Charlie Davies, and you guys are back in the booth again this year, so congratulations there.
Thank you. You know, I couldn't be more gratified and stoked for the season and to be back. It's what I've been doing for a long time, and it's where I want it to be able to continue to work with Charlie, you know, who's a legend, and a friend, is as good as it gets.
I think that soccer, as I've started watching it, the broadcast of a soccer game is more like a talk show than any of the other sports. And I think it's probably just because you have to keep going to break with the other sports and everything. But you and Charlie can get hyped up on something. You could argue with each other, whatever. And just like there's so much space and there's so much time.
Yes, you'll see us have falling outs and patch things up in real time.
But if you had to go to break, though, if you had to go to break, and I've had to do this before in past jobs where you go to break and I said something that annoyed you or whatever, and then there's just like we're just kind of stewing in this weird thing. You guys don't go to break, so it's not like the game can end.
Yeah, and to be fair, we disagree occasionally on like whether a forward committed a foul or referee made the right call. But compared to like when I was on the air with Greg Lawless years ago, I don't know if you remember those broadcasts. We used to really go hammer and tongs at each other, and we're buds off the air too. But like, you know, he was contrarian by nature, and he also, I think he did, like, he, like his brother, has a bit of an aloof sort of mannerism, which is a trigger for me. I'm like, wait a minute, you don't talk to me like that, bro. And so we had a lot of fun, but it was much, like, much more contentious. Charlie and I, smooth sailing. But yeah, like, I feel like we have a good dynamic, but we're honest with each other, and that's what you want.
And I need that, A, for the entertainment, and B, because, like, if I'm at Parlor Sports watching a soccer game and somebody's like, oh, nice pass or whatever, and somebody else explains like, oh no, that this is why that's dangerous, like that's how the dynamic of watching a soccer game works anyway. And for somebody who needs to soak up information and is trying to learn more about it, hearing multiple perspectives on the same thing is pretty beneficial.
Totally agree, except the one thing you do need to know going in is that my perspective is the right one.
I mean, who speaks first on the broadcast?
Well, I do, because I say the who and the what. And then Charlie says, you know, the how and the why. And that's what analysts do. And listen, Charlie played professionally. Like, I'm joking. There, A, soccer is a game of opinions. And B, there are certain things I have to defer to him on. I don't pretend that I know things that I don't. And so, you know, I've watched a lot of soccer. And, you know, I try to take a more analytical perspective, but in the end, he's the analyst, and I'm the play-by-play guy.
And I feel like the fan favorite can often be the analyst, just because the play-by-play guy, it's like, oh, well, that's like your favorite Beatle being John or Paul, which my
right,
favorite Beatle
straight,
is Paul.
I'm the straight
he's the
man.
Best.
Yeah, you know, I.
But if people want to be, like, out there and artistic, they're gonna side with that other guy.
And it's usually, George. Nowadays, it's a former player and or coach who's in that analyst chair. Unlike baseball, where you do sometimes get two guys who are broadcasters primarily, in most sports now you have a former player or coach in there for the expert perspective, and you know, and then they're supposed to, you know, bring the personality as well, and that's the way it's set up. And you know, so I probably throw in too much color, but that's you got to be yourself too.
What do you think of this year's team? Giacomo Vrioni can maybe have a full season here after he comes
in? Yeah, I don't
in.
Think we've seen Giacomo Vrioni really yet. The second half against Orlando last week, that's a Giacomo that we thought the Revs were getting last year, the guy who led the Austrian league in goal scoring. He was not 100% even when he's out on the field. You know, his knee injury, I think, limited his mobility. So much of what makes him really good is his movement off the ball, to the ball, dragging defenders away, his timing of his runs. And I think you saw a lot of that. Like, he was credited with one goal, but he was involved in both. If he can do what he did against a, you know, good Orlando team in the preseason, and then also setting up the Barrero goal against Nashville, those kinds of plays, you know, over a larger sample size, the Revs attack is going to be in business, because you've got Carlos Heel pulling the strings, good wing play. He was a really good signing for the Revs. It's almost like any new player.
Doesn't it remind you? You said it's almost like any new player. Doesn't it remind you of Adam Buksa 2020 to 2021, where 2020 comes in, and obviously there's the immediate stoppage, then there's the bubble, and it just never totally seems right? And then, like, if people wanted to, they can ascribe like the bust or disappointment label to him, and it's like, well, like, we haven't seen it yet. And then you go to the next season, he has a season to do it right, and the guy's a freaking hammer.
Yeah, first of all, people always expect the center forward to score goals, and in the end, that's what they're hired for, but there's more to that equation. Adam Buksa was being very productive and efficient without showing up on the score sheet for parts of 2020. His hold-up play, his aerial threat. I do think it took him a while to adjust to his team and the league, and I think he also improved while he was with the Revolution. He's a slightly different skill set than Vrioni. Maybe not as on the telecast the other day, they were, you know, describing him as very different. I think there's some overlap in their skill sets, but Vrioni maybe less of an aerial threat, maybe less physical, but his movement to the ball, his combination play, if you go back and watch his tape from the Austrian league and with Albania, He combines really well. He's smart. He has good first touch, good finishing moves. And, you know, I think that he, like, I think that adjustment period may very well be behind him now. And so this would be the equivalent to Books' 21, hopefully.
This is going to sound like a commercial for the Revs, but it just is what it is. Buxa comes in, and he goes on to bigger things. Matt Turner, obviously, we saw there, Tajon Buchanan, and it sounds like this could be a negative thing, but why is it that the Revs are what turn players into then EPL guys?
Well, I would say that that is the model for a lot of MLS teams.
Like,
now,
that's what they want to do.
Yeah, it's not just the Revs. You're seeing more and more movement to the big European leagues from MLS, but that's what makes, you know, all but the top 3, 4, 5 leagues in Europe, you know, that's how they position themselves, unless it's a retirement league like in the Gulf or something like that. MLS doesn't want to be that. The Revs want to say to young players like a Dylan Barrero, a Colombian player who's playing in Brazil, your next best move is to come to MLS, showcase yourself, 1, 2, 3 seasons, you'll still be in your prime, and then, you know, you can get sold on. You saw what happened with Brendan Aaronson. Philadelphia didn't even get a huge transfer fee for him, but it was on his second move to Leeds, where they got a percentage of the, you know, they call it the sell-on fee, and that's how you maximize your investment. So it's a win-win for the player and the MLS club, and you can really see the dividends being paid off, and, you know, the kind of talent they're attracting from the efforts of the scouting department, you know, likes of, you know, under, you know, Kurt Anolfo, Chris Tierney, Remy Roy, and all the people in that department working with Bruce Arena to find these players. And so I think the thing to do is enjoy those guys while they're here. Hopefully they stay healthy, get the most out of them. And then there's a pipeline that will keep rotating those guys through. You augment that with the Academy, Revs 2, the draft, and you've got a lot of inputs.
And what Hitchcock's been able to do with goalkeepers is, I started to say goalies and then goaltenders, and I was like, hockey, soccer.
Goalie's okay on, like, second reference, yeah.
Cool, all right. What he's been able to do, I mean, obviously Turner and now Jorge Petrovic, the clock's probably starting on it. At what point do we see him get poached by
I think it just depends on if somebody comes over the top with some crazy offer, maybe they sell him mid-season. My guess, and I don't have any inside information, is that any deal, we kind of like with Matt, would be sort of after the season. But with what Jorge's done with Serbia and what he did in the game against Orlando, it's just otherworldly. Like, as great as Matt Turner is, Jorge is younger. I'll say this about Petrovic. I've been covering this league for a quarter century. I wouldn't even compare him to Turner or Andre Blake in Philadelphia. Both great goalkeepers, both current goalkeepers. The only comparison for me is a young Tim Howard, where it was just so astonishing, the saves that he made. And Turner sometimes evoked the same reaction, but Jorge's bigger and stronger and tougher, and under the tutelage and coaching of Kevin Hitchcock, is learning to command his box, improving his communication, his distribution, so he'll become a complete player. But, like, the guy is, you know, 6'5 and growing, and he's got, you know, these cat-like reflexes, could play shortstop in the major leagues. It's a small globe nowadays with the scouting resources available. There are going to be offers for him, and we, you know, there are a lot of rumors out there already.
Last two seasons have been the definition of up and down for the Revs. Go from the Supporters Shield to we'll call it a reset year last year. What happens this year with them?
Well, I've seen them predicted anywhere from 5th to 12th in the predictions. I think 12 would only be if they had another, like, injury hit year like last year, and last year was just like
turnover.
Murphy's Law, and there was that three-game stretch, the crazy snow game against Salt Lake, then the Pumas, you know, the collapse down in Mexico, and then the hangover game against Charlotte, and they never really recovered from that psychologically, and then the injury started to hit. I think I would put the Revs on the edge of the top four in the East, if everything goes right. I think, you know, 3, 4, 5 is realistic. Philly's still really good. They didn't lose many guys. I don't know about New York City. Red Bulls, I think, are overrated. I think Toronto's underrated. And then there are a few other players in there. But I think the Revs, if they play to their ability and stay relatively healthy, they should be, you know, one of the top teams in the East.
I mean, if, just looking at it from a fan perspective, if you've got one of the best goalies in the league and you've got arguably the best player in the league, depending on the day, in Carlos Hill. They've got the bones and they've got the structure. And obviously the head coach and sporting director, they've got the bones.
Well, they've got all that. And just in short, you need all the pieces to fall in place. It's 11 men, and that's what we saw. It's a weakest link situation where you can play well for 88 minutes and you have a couple of brain farts and everything sort of goes down the tubes. They can't afford to do that very often. Congrats on the show, by the way.
Thank you, my friend. I'm very glad they're letting me do this, and that's the way.
You're the man. I don't want to guess you, but you're the man for the job, DJ. It's great to have you,
Brad Feldman, the best in the biz. You can hear him on the call, Revs games with Charlie Davies. We'll be back with Brian Bolello, president of the Revs, next on the Soccer Show on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Fred and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sports book.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
There's always a reason for better health, and here's Carlo with his.
My program with Awaken 180 actually started when my daughter was born, and at that time, I was over 300 pounds. I felt I owed it to her to better myself and my family, of course. And I'll never forget, it was my fourth week. I came in, and my goals for that week were not met. And they found the positive in everything. And that was the biggest thing for me. Awaken 180 has provided me confidence, not only in my day-to-day eating, it's my day-to-day role as a father, as a friend. And that's something that for the longest time, I didn't have.
The benefits are endless after losing weight with Awaken 180. Carlo dropped his 84 pounds and he did it in under 4 months. Scale results, life results, with the solution for weight loss online at awaken180weightloss.com.
This is The Soccer Show with DJ Bean on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Welcome back to The Soccer Show on 98.5 The Sports Hub. DJ Bean joined by a great man, Brian Bolello, president of the New England Revolution. We've talked a bunch of times. I feel like presidents of teams shouldn't talk to me.
No, I love getting out. I love the relationship we've had with you over the years. So super exciting for us at the club to have you doing work for us, the show, some other stuff I know you're going to be helping us out with. So it's great for us. It's great for our fans as we expand what we're doing here in Boston.
You guys have been awesome off the jump. I mean, being a relatively new fan to something can be kind of intimidating because you're like, I don't want to say the wrong thing or not understand anything or whatever. And the Revs organization, not to be too effusive in the praise, is just a very accessible, welcoming place. So it's awesome doing stuff with you guys. This is the first year of Major League Soccer's 10-year deal with Apple TV. Exciting for some, confusing for some, but so is everything that's new. Where do you fall?
Yeah, I'm super excited. I think all of us at the league and at the clubs are super excited at this deal. And I'm sure we'll get into some more about this, but both for our real avid fans, and I'll let you know sort of what I think about that, but also our casual fans. I think a lot of people are concerned about sort of the new fan and the casual fan and what does this mean for all them. I actually think it's a great deal for both those fan segments. I'll start a little bit on the avid fans, that hardcore, season member, supporter, those types of folks. I mean, the games themselves are going to be extremely well produced. We got a little sneak preview of it this past weekend with our last preseason game. But they're all in the same place. There's no blackouts. There's no sort of residential thing. Nothing. Wherever you go, anywhere in the world, if you're a subscriber, you'll get to watch not only the Revs, but every single MLS match. and a ton of content that all the clubs, the league are putting into this platform. It's going to be an unbelievable destination for MLS fans, again, for your club, but also for other clubs as well. Consistent dates and times. So we've really streamlined the schedule where every game basically is going to be either Saturday or Wednesday night. Vast majority of those on Saturdays, and our home games all at 7:30. So, again, now you know where to find MLS. It's going to be Saturday nights and some Wednesday nights on Apple TV, all the matches in the same place. And for our season members, it's included as part of your season package. So a great thing I think we all decided to do is make sure that from day one our season members had full access to this across the league. So we have a huge group of advocates who are going to have this, watch it, and tell everyone else about it. And I think the pricing is really good. It's $99 a year for most fans. If you're actually an Apple Plus subscriber, so I'll call this a Ted Lasso package.
Exactly. That's yep. exactly what it is.
It's only $79 a year if you're already an Apple Plus subscriber. So, and you can do it monthly. If you don't want to sign up for a whole year, you can do $14.99 a month or $12.99 a month if you're a Ted Lasso fan. But yeah, it's a great package, and it really lets us, you know, solidify that with our avid fans, give them more content, better content than they've ever had before.
I think the package itself is great, and I agree with you on the price. Totally fair. I spend, what, $300 to DirecTV so I could watch the freaking Chargers, and I think watching teams that actually win is a better deal here. So I don't worry about that, and my friends who are Revs fans and MLS fans don't worry about that. The only thing that I really worry about is in 2023, there's nothing people fear more than what they perceive to be a whole thing. And I'm talking about my parents, old people, or my parents aren't old people. I didn't say that. People who don't know what Apple TV is, or even if they have it, anyone who has a question about something like that can, incorrectly perhaps, write it off as, oh, well, I won't know how to do that. That's the only thing I worry about, where if you go to a bar and you say, hey, can you put on the game, that even if they have it, they say, oh, what's that again? And they ignore you. How do they combat that?
So I think two ways. One, in terms of, you mentioned bars, commercial establishments actually have the ability to get a DirecTV package still for all the games. So the good news is for commercial establishments, bars, restaurants, it's not going to be any different than it was before in the sense of there is a commercial package through DirecTV for bars and restaurants. So for fans that are used to going to restaurants, bars, places like that, there won't be an interruption in that type of experience, which is fantastic. I think for the casual fan, though, what people are missing out on the deal, or if you don't understand everything that's going on with this, there are going to be games in front of the paywall. So there will be free games as part of this package. Now, most of the games, you know, are behind the paywall, but there are some in front of it. And what we think with those matches, again, if you're a casual fan, by definition, you're not watching all the games anyway, right? That's not what a casual fan does. They come in and out when they're interested. And so we think we've got enough content there that we can push to those fans and get them engaged, you know, when they're ready to be, when they can be. And we have the greatest company in the world in terms of pushing content to consumers in Apple. And it's a true partnership of the league and Apple on this. You know, we're their sort of foray into live sports, and they're really excited. They're doing a lot to take the experience of a user and their sports fandom and sort of integrate it into their whole platform. And we're the launch point for a lot of what they're doing. So when I think about how are we going to get casual fans? It's like, well, before, you know, we were on TV. We're on local TV stations, which is great. But people don't really browse their TV anymore. I mean, that's just not a thing. So is that really getting you exposure versus now I've got the company with more devices, more access to people directly than anyone in the world, being able to show people, hey, we're on, and you're a click away from the live viewing experience on your phone, on your tablet, on your computer, on your TV, literally on just about any device you can think of, you're a click away from a live experience. And I think that's what's going to be really special about our ability. I think this is going to increase our ability to get more fans and to engage with the casual fans, not decrease it.
Is this the wave of the future, you think, with other leagues? Because obviously Thursday Night Football on Amazon, Apple TV with MLB on, I think, the Fridays last year. Is this something where one of these services saying, you know what, just give me the whole thing, will start happening in other sports?
I think ultimately it almost has to. If you look at how people are consuming content these days, I think the challenge that some of these platforms are having is that you've got 8% of a league's games, right? So a fan saying, well, how many networks, how many things do I have to subscribe to watch my team, all of my team's games? So last year, I think the Revs were on 7 different stations between the league's national deals, our local deals, all that stuff. I don't know how you can have these streaming platforms where a fan has to buy six, seven, five of them to get their team. So I think this is the way it's going to go. And I think the younger generation, you know, I have teenagers. Like for people who don't have teenagers or slightly older kids, they don't watch TV. Like they never sit down in front of a TV set and watch. And so, you know, I keep hearing this term cord cutters. And I think what a lot of people are missing who don't see this, they're not cord cutters. They've never had a cord to cut. There's never been a cord. They've never thought about a cord. So this generation, not even like teenagers, I mean, even people in their 20s, they're not looking at it like, oh, I have a TV set, I have all these channels, why isn't it on my TV? They want the content they want, when they want it, where they want it. And I think what this deal does is allow us to do that. For an avid fan, you got to pay a little bit of money, but you get it all, which is incredible. But if you're a casual fan, okay, well, you can play with it a little bit, right? When we have a big game that's maybe not behind a paywall, we'll push it to you in real time, and then you can sample it. And then if you like it, you might decide to do more. Maybe you buy some tickets, maybe you buy a package, maybe you just buy a month. I think it's a fantastic tool for us to get more casual fans. And so I know people are afraid of that. I actually think just the opposite. I think this is going to be a tremendous platform for us with casual fans.
And I think once they get it, again, the fear of the, that's just the whole thing, or where is this going to be? I don't know where to find the game. As long as there's an answer there where, no, actually, just this is where you find the games. It's not jumping around. It's not trying to log into a million different things, which everybody has had that experience. It's like, all right, as long as you have Apple TV, which, again, people are watching Ted Lasso, and they have it. Like, that's where you go. You get the package, and you should be home free. All right, Brian Bolello, always great talk with you. I'll probably bug you throughout the season, I'm sure. We'll be back with the great Henry Kessler on the Soccer Show here on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every single game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. It's guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Stewart and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
There's always a reason for better health, and here's Carlo with his.
My program with Awaken 180 actually started when my daughter was born. And at that time, I was over 300 pounds. I felt I owed it to her to better myself and my family, of course. And I'll never forget, it was my fourth week. I came in and my goals for that week were not met. And they found the positive in everything. And that was the biggest thing for me. Awaken 180 has provided me confidence, not only in my day-to-day eating, it's my day-to-day role as a father, as a friend. And that's something that for the longest time, I didn't have.
The benefits are endless after losing weight with Awaken 180. Carlo dropped his 84 pounds and he did it in under 4 months. Scale results, life results, with the solution for weight loss online at awaken180weightloss.com.
This is the Soccer Show with DJ Bean on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
98.5 The Sports Hub, it's the Soccer Show. DJ Bean, we've got our first guest, my second favorite, my second favorite Revs player, center back Henry Kessler. What's up, Henry?
Thank you for having me, appreciate it.
Don't you want to know who my favorite Revs player is?
You know, I was kind of wondering, and then I thought, you know, since I'm not the favorite, I don't even want to know.
It's whoever scores the game-winning goal to win the Revs the MLS Cup.
Okay, so it'll be me.
So that carrot is dangled in front of you. We first met maybe this is your first year, so this is your fourth season.
Year, yeah.
Now, are you 24 now?
24.
Do you feel like an old guy?
Kinda, yeah. Like, I mean, we have some young guys that, and I mean, young, like 17. And I started at 21. So, yes, I kind of feel like a veteran at this point. 24, like I've got 7 years on those guys. That's crazy for me to think about.
And a weird thing, and not to give you like a quarter life crisis here, but life at this point, everything is, or a lot of it is set up in 4 year chunks where like levels of school and right. you do something for 4 years and then it's done. And then it's the next part of your life. I remember when I was in my fourth year out of college working professionally, I was like, is this what I am forever? You're in a different situation because you're athletic and you probably have a part of your life that you could say for sure, this is the prime of my life.
Right.
And you could do all these things. But yeah, man, year four. It's been a kind of wild ride for you because you come in here and your first year was that very, very weird 2020
very strange.
Where you come in and there was hype for the team. There was excitement for you and obviously, there's the stoppage, and then there's the bubble, and nobody ever really gets to find out what that Revs team is. And then the next year, you guys are just absolute world beaters. Then there's a bunch of turnover, and now here we are in your fourth year. How do you feel about your career and where the team is?
Yeah, so I'll start in 2020. So 2020 was really hectic, and even going back to the end of 2019 for me personally was like, okay, finishing up college, not only soccer, but trying to graduate, and then getting drafted, you know, talking to agents, whatever. Draft was January 9th. We started here, I think it was January 15th, so quick turnaround. And then, you know, playing the first two games of the season, thought I did pretty well, and then, you know, having our season cut off because of COVID. And the bubble was really interesting, being down there for a month. And then season continued, but no fans, or at least in most stadiums, no fans. So it wasn't the same. And even at the beginning of 2021, we had like minimal capacity. Mm-hmm. It was, we couldn't fill the stands like we would have wanted to.
I was at that first game and it was so weird going up to Rose and being like, oh no, we can't sit there because like just things were blocked off and people couldn't sit near us.
Yeah.
It truly was like an isolated experience.
Yeah. So, intentionally so.
Yeah.
But so that was weird. And then we had a great year, though. Did really well. And towards the end of the year, obviously got fans back in the stands, which is awesome. And last year, you know, wasn't great. We had a lot of guys leave, some new guys. And it's an adjustment to MLS, you know, for all the foreigners. I think... You know, I think about Adam's first year compared to Adam's second year, night and day.
Yeah.
So really, really big difference. And I'm hoping that year difference kind of helps some of the guys that we brought in last year. And then just I think everyone can also do better than we did last year.
Was just talking about that with Brad Feldman, like a guy like Giacomo Vrioni. And I brought up the Adam Buxa thing of if people wanted to, after year one, they could say, what the hell is this designated player?
Right.
And then wait like 5 minutes into his second season and you're like, oh my goodness,
exactly.
They got something. And now the only problem is going to be that he's not going to be long for this league because he's too good. Why is it such an adjustment for MLS?
I think it's primarily a very athletic league and guys coming from overseas are used to it being more tactical more structured in that regard. And MLS is maybe more free-flowing and, very fast athletic league. So sometimes that takes a year or so. So you mentioned Giacomo. I think he'll do great this year. And not to say he didn't do well last year. He was injured for a bunch of it. But I think he'll really excel.
I should have asked this question off the top. And really, I should have asked this question before we were recording this show. But do you go by Hank ever? Are you cool with people calling you Hank? Because 99% of my tweets about you, and I tweet about you a lot, whatever, it is what it is, are like all caps like, yeah, Hank Kessler did this or whatever.
No, I'm fine with it. I want to say the first time I was called Hank was with the Olympic qualifying group. Jason Christ, one of the head coach of the 23s, called me Hank, and I was okay with it. I think I prefer Kess. But Hank is okay, and then some people go Hank the Tank.
Yeah.
So when you throw that in there, how can I say no?
Yeah.
So I'm okay with it.
It's like a lot of, like, that's right, like, Hank Kessler is your worst nightmare. And I'm given the opportunity to do such insufferable tweets because you, in all seriousness, like, truly one of my favorite players to watch, because as somebody who comes from watching hockey, doesn't understand the sport of soccer too well. A, you play a position that's easy to understand your responsibilities and stuff, and also got to keep an eye on you because you will do some things that will piss off the other team. Most notably, 2021? Philadelphia. My friends who'd gotten on me for only watching MLS and not watching the other leagues were suddenly sending me clips being like, yo, tell me about this guy, because you're playing Philadelphia. Was this in stoppage time?
Stoppage time, second half, down to 10 men.
That is right, yeah.
Up
and you're
0.
Holding on to a lead,
yeah.
And ball goes out of bounds, and you thought, let's make this ball go further out of bounds, and you just threw it into the stands, and it was the most just egregious thing I'd ever seen in sports. It was like there was no excuse for, oh, well, this is why this happened. And you ended up giving a quote, I think, days later, and probably a yellow card and maybe even fine later.
Both.
It was just like, it had to go, man.
It had to go. It had to go. So there were two balls, you know, the one that I kicked out. And then, you know, they set up, ever since COVID, they have ball stands instead of the ball boys.
Mm-hmm.
And so there was a stand right there. And, you know, I was like, all right, well, this one's too easy to get. You know, that one's got to go too. So I threw that one. But, yeah, that's kind of what I'm known for now. But, yeah, like you said, you know my responsibilities. Just keep the ball away from our net. So
who yells more? Matt Turner, our departed, mm-hmm. departed, alive, our EPL friend Matt Turner,
yeah.
Or Jorge Petrovic?
Okay, I'll say it's getting close, because Matt did talk a lot, and I think Jorge is getting there, but he's more confident now with his game, with his English. So I would say it's getting close, but I'll still give the edge to Matt in terms of communication. But that might change this year, so I don't know. Because Georgie's, he's speaking up a bit more, you know, always saying something to me, which is helpful. That's what I want from a goalie. But so it's close.
Do you yell back ever? I always wonder that.
No, I usually die. You kind of just take it. Same thing when Bruce yells at me. You kind of just take it. But no, they're in a way the superiors. So yeah, you kind of just have to take it and listen.
Like if it was like, get that guy out, nice save earlier, something, yeah. Like that. Just
yeah, you know, or I might just give him like a thumbs up, because sometimes they're like removed,
ooh,
you know,
yeah.
It's like a distance that I would have to yell, and I'll just like a little clap, or you know, it's some body language.
So
as
there's
well.
The
not
acknowledgement of got it. I
yeah.
meant like, yeah, like fight back.
Yeah,
just be like, you're gonna yell at me in front of all my friends.
Yeah, usually not, but maybe after the game, maybe. But it's just moving so quickly, I usually can't.
All right, I regret to tell you, this isn't going to be the last time you're on this show, because I realized recently that we have very similar movie mm-hmm. takes. So, and I don't know enough about soccer to talk about soccer the entire show. So we're just going to have to bring you in to talk about
yeah.
movies and stuff like that sometimes. Henry Kessler, awesome to have you. And to everybody who tuned in, this has been The Soccer Show on 98.5 The Sports Hub. I believe the Bankroll Boys are next, so stay tuned for Joe Murray, 98.5 The Sports Hub.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every single game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. Guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Stewart and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
There's always a reason for better health, and here's Carlo with his.
My program with Awaken 180 actually started when my daughter was born, and at that time, I was over 300 pounds. I felt I owed it to her to better myself and my family, of course. And I'll never forget, it was my fourth week. I came in, and my goals for that week were not met. And they found the positive in everything. And that was the biggest thing for me. Awaken 180 has provided me confidence, not only in my day-to-day eating, it's my day-to-day role as a father, as a friend. And that's something that for the longest time, I didn't have.
The benefits are endless after losing weight with Awaken 180. Carlo dropped his 84 pounds and he did it in under 4 months. Scale results, life results, with the solution for weight loss online at awaken180weightloss.com.
Be honest, wouldn't you like to play more golf this year? As the State Golf Association for Massachusetts, Mass Golf is ready to help, and they want you to become a member. By joining, you'll automatically get a handicap index from the USGA, access to play exclusive private clubs through Mass Golf events, and a bundle of additional benefits. Best of all, it costs just $55 to join. Visit massgolf.org and make today a golf day.